Proclamation number 8146 of 9th of April, 1962. Opponents under the mask of an angel of light. There will be much confusion in the last days before the end, and you'll feel my adversary's power ever more clearly. Yet I will always kindle a light for you, who are and want to remain my own, so that you will recognize my adversary's activity, even if he appears under the mask of an angel of light. For I want to give clarity where he causes confusion, as soon as it is the human being's own concern that he should live in truth. But it will be alarming what devastation he causes, because people are indifferent and often only expect sensations, because they are satisfied with such and still believe that I will send them such, whereas my activity is only purely spiritual. Thus it only concerns people's salvation of soul, and therefore I avoid everything which could satisfy the hunger for sensation. My activity will only ever aim to enlighten you humans where you still live in spiritual darkness. I will only ever seek to dispel the darkness, to bring you a light so that you will clearly recognize the path you should take in order to become blessed. And therefore I will address the hearts of those who seek to reach their goal on earth, who establish contact with me and therefore can also hear my address within themselves, be it in thought or also through the word which now sounds to them if the soul's maturity allows it. But the adversary will time and again turn the human being's thoughts towards the world. He will also often appear as an angel of light, but you will be able to recognize him because he will not encourage you to turn away from the world, but time and again he will bring the world to the fore, so that people who are not completely firmly united with me will fall prey to him. The confusion will be great amongst people, for as long as the slightest desire for the world still clings to the human being, my word will not be comprehensible to him, he will not be able to hear it himself, and if my word is conveyed to him then he will not recognize it as my word and far sooner turn to the one who creates this spiritual confusion. And my word remains ineffective, although great strength is inherent in it which, however, must not meet with resistance if the human being is to achieve blessings for his soul. But you who want to belong to me with all your senses, you who take the maturing of your souls seriously, you who have recognized the earthly goal and seriously strive for it, you will feel who is speaking to you, and you will also always turn away from the one who appears under a mask of light but brings people no salvation but only disaster. Yet every person's free will must be left up to him, every person must decide for himself whom he wants to join, and every person must also conduct his own examination if spiritual knowledge is brought to him. And he who is of good will also be able to distinguish truth from error, and he will not be able to be led astray because he desires to stand in the truth. And thus I will also always know how to protect my own from falling prey to error. And they need not fear my adversary, for he will always betray himself and therefore be recognized by those who earnestly strive towards me, no matter how well he disguises himself. For it will not be possible for him to convey a light to people, they will constantly remain in darkness, and no matter how brightly the lights flash, they will not give light, because my adversary himself is and will remain the prince of darkness, and therefore he will never be able to give light either. But the light emanates from me, and by this you recognize my or my adversary's activity, whether a light is kindled in you which makes you blissfully happy, which makes you happy is truthful knowledge and gives you information where it was still dark in you until now. Amen.